Chuck Chad Freestyle Dog Days of Podcasting for Monday, August 20th, yes, 2013. Hey, just wanted to get back on the Silicon Road with you. And when I last left off, I was happily working at my new job fresh out of college and had a whole bunch of things going the right way for me. The map was set. When I said, when one of the PMs said, hey, does anybody know anything about Unix machines? And I said, yeah, I run a Unix-based bulletin board in my basement. So we brought in those Apollos, $2 million worth of ECAD software and hardware bundled together. And they were on a four-year lease. And when they expired, I needed some help. Now, we already had one guy running the PC world and me running the Unix and Unix-like world, we'll call it. And we were looking to change up the hardware. The ECAD software people, Mentor Graphics, was going from the Apollos to more traditional Unix variants like HP and Sun. And we were looking to bring in the HP Series 700 workstations. They just released the PA RISC processor. I think that was the one where they were in collaboration with Motorola and IBM and who knows what else. Nice processor set for the time, and HPUX version 9 was loaded on them. So we ordered up a bunch of 715s, which I think were around $12,000 to $15,000 each, and some 735s, which were about $30,000 each. Yeah, workstations were expensive back then, but these were high horsepower things. And I recall feeling very empowered to have a big part in $750,000 purchase, being able to, I forgot what I did. I may have just carried a purchase order around for all I know. But put together the proposal and had it come through. And you know, this was one of my early larger projects. And it was kind of cool. The company was growing, which was always nice. And I hired my buddy Scott from Computerland, from college, from the roller rink. So we were going to start our third job together. And it worked out well. Well, except for him at the beginning. He had to commute about 200 miles from Marquette, Michigan. He stayed with us in our apartment for a while. And he'd come down a couple times a week and then head back. I think he wasn't married yet. Michelle might have been his girlfriend at the time. And this went on for about 6 months. I think it was late 94. I could be off by a year. Well, in that case, he would have been married. All right, I am totally off on timeline somewhere. Later, he moved down to Appleton and got an apartment and started full-time. So we were working side by side. He's a man of multi-talents, networking and programming. And he's always been a technical mentor to me, probably until I started ServiceNow. A very sharp guy. And he's the one who introduced me to the web in late 93, if I recall. I remember seeing the gray backgrounds on NCSA Mosaic, the crappy X-bitmap graphics, you know, the black and white dithered garbage. It really didn't interest me at all that much at first. I will tell you more about what did interest me in an upcoming episode. Eventually, we did get rid of the HPs in 1995 or 96 and replaced them with the Sun UltraSpark machines. The UltraSpark was their latest chipset. We loaded those with Solaris 7. No more SunOS 4.2 craziness. This was a full-fledged, respectable enterprise operating system in my mind. And on those workstations, I forced myself to learn Jumpstart, the ability to have a boot server and an image and a configuration file to say, this is how I want the operating system loaded. Boot from the net, locate the local hard drive, partition it, load the operating system, load the applications, and in about 30 minutes, you do a bare metal install and you're up and running. I thought that was cool because I had like 30 of these things to do. And there was no way I was going to walk around with an external CD-ROM drive and load the operating system that way. There was no consistency. You know, again, looking for ways to automate and optimize and standardize 20 years ago or so. and you know, still have that mindset. And I love it when people have that, you know, that kind of, how can I make it easier, faster, consistent, reproducible, fault tolerant, maybe even self-documenting, that they can do that. Eventually, the Suns were replaced with decent powered Intel machines. Intel had got their processors going faster and faster. The costs of PCs had come down for the significant graphics capability and whatnot. It was still there, but a lot of the vendors were in the mid to late 90s, realizing that, hey, you know what? A lot of people are having two systems on their desktop, a Unix workstation, and then a PC, because Microsoft Office was becoming the big thing. And why have two? And Windows for Workgroups was on its way out. NT4 was a little bit more robust as a workstation platform. And the software vendor said, this is the market space we want to play in. We don't have to recompile our code for 3, 4, 6 different platforms, whether you want DEC or Sun or IBM. It's like, just get the PC hardware up and running and away we go. So my days as a Unix admin were then utilized on servers, because we still had a fair number of Sun servers and IBM servers and whatnot. And with Windows 3.1 behind us, thank goodness, I had never liked that. It wasn't an operating system. It was a GUI on top of DOS. What a piece of garbage. Oh, am I giving away too many secrets here? But NT4 was a little more robust, and you know, when you started getting things like Active Directory, and I also got some experience. You know, my last job gave me a wide berth of things that I could work on, and set up Cisco IOS. Got to know that, and just some basic troubleshooting and routing, and, you know, oh my gosh, why is this segment down? Well, it's because some nitwit took a switch to a conference room and plugged port 1 into port 3 instead of port 1 into his PC. got a lot of skills at that job, and kudos to Scott for helping me out with that stuff. So I'm going to leave it there. I know the last couple have been pretty long. If you want to find out more about me, go to chucktomasi.com, podcasts are at chuckchat.com. I will be at DragonCon in about a week, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you're going, stop by, say hi. Technorama, Friday night. See you there. 101.